Yesterday on the show, we talked to Jennifer. And Jennifer, I'm going to try to sum this up for you in an understandable but quick way.
Yeah.
Jennifer is engaged to her college sweetheart in love. The wedding is planned. They got a date set. The guests, is all, everything is ready to go. It has been your standard college fall in love, move on to getting an apartment, getting engaged, mm-hmm. and now they're going to get married. And she thought she was in love. She's on an airplane. When was this flight anyway? I'm going to guess it. I just imagined it was the last couple of weeks. When was the flight?
Yes, it was about a month ago now.
Okay, makes sense. You're on the airplane. You sit next to a guy. You start chatting. And there's a spark that by the end of the first flight from Orlando to Chicago, you're like, well, let's have dinner together.
Mm-hmm.
So you go to some, you know, restaurant in the airport. And then you spend an hour or two having dinner and you're falling for him on the flight from Chicago to Milwaukee, where Jennifer lives. She says, hey, got an empty seat next to me. Come sit next to me.
Yep.
So then it goes on. You go to baggage claim together. Then he walks you out to the car. Next thing you know, you find yourself making out with a guy. You've only been with one guy your entire life. You are not a cheater. You are not the kind of person ever, but you were so smitten is the best word that comes to mind, but I don't even know that's the right word, that you're making out with this guy in the parking garage. Since then, she stayed in touch with him.
Mm-hmm.
She was on the show yesterday to say, am I crazy? I'm thinking about calling off my engagement.
Yeah.
But she doesn't want to destroy her fiance, who's been nothing but good to you.
Yeah.
And his mom and dad and his friends and your friends and all that.
And you have the same concerns, too, just because it's like you don't really know everything about this person. Are you going to make a huge mistake? You know, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Did we get all that right, Jennifer? I've done a lot of talking and not and you haven't done a lot. But did I get all
that sums it up.
Okay. And right now, as of this morning, Wednesday morning, you still feel the same way you did, like totally head over heels in love with this guy and kind of ambivalent toward your fiance.
Yes.
And you have hooked up with this guy, so you've sneaked off somewhere to go hook up. And then you come home and then you get in bed with your fiance. Do you feel terrible?
I do. I feel terrible at first, but then there's not that same passion with my fiance. And so then I feel a little bit better about it because it's not there with him anymore. Mm-hmm. I think we've just gotten too comfortable with each other, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, I think that you've experienced what you feel is real love and real passion, and you never really had that with your husband.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Or fiance, but yeah.
Well, with your fiance, right. So we asked you yesterday, can we call you this morning? Because you had 24 hours to think about what people said. What are you going to do?
I've decided to tell him. I've decided to tell my fiance tonight that I'm breaking off the wedding. And I'm really nervous about it, but then I also feel good about it. I feel like this sense of peace because I've never felt this way before with anyone. And if I marry my fiance, I will always wonder the rest of my life what could have been with this new person who makes me feel this joy that I've never felt before.
Is it possible to fall in love that fast? I mean, I don't know. Is it possible to like fall in love? She says it is. Let me ask you, if you're listening to the show, can you fall in love just like that to the point where you're going to leave somebody you've known since college?
That's a scary choice. I mean, I think after a lot of the comments we had yesterday, a lot of people were telling you, yeah, you do need to, if that's what you're having this affair, if you're having all these doubts, then it probably is best not to get married. So I think it sounds like you're making a good decision.
I'm going to tell you a quick story. When I was probably 20 years old, one of the engineers at the radio station fell in love with this girl, like just like a day or two or three after he met her. They're going to get married. Oh my God. No, don't try to talk me out of it, Dave. I can still picture him.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try to talk me out of it. I love this girl. We're going to get married. Within a week, they had a fight and they were done. And he'd already got an engagement ring.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he went down and got an engagement ring for her. And he was in the hospital, I think, because he was so upset. And I had to go see him in the emergency room because he was so upset.
Oh.
I still remember him sitting there crying on the exam table, if I remember right. Anyway, so my point is, are you worried at all that this is just something where it's going to implode in another 3 weeks or 2 weeks or whatever?
I am. I'm very worried. Okay. But I, even if this new guy ends up not being the one, even though I definitely feel like he is, like I said, I want that passion. I want what I'm feeling with him right now forever. And I know I cannot have that with my fiance.
Can we, listen, I'm going to let you know, if you want to call us tomorrow after you talk to your fiance around this time, I mean, we'll make room for you. We'll make room in the show. So you are welcome to call tomorrow, Jen, and let us know how that conversation went down, okay?
Thank you, guys.
Oh, thank you. We got a lot of text messages response on this one. So basically, she met this guy in an airplane. She's engaged. She's always been a goody-goody. She's always played by the rules. Mm-hmm. She was like, I mean, you can just picture this couple. You know, he was the captain of the football team. She's the captain of the basketball team. She was valedictorian. He's wonderful. They're wonderful. And now this, where she falls in love with the guy. And she's like, oh, my God, I'm so crazy about this new guy. Here are some text messages. It's definitely possible to fall in love that fast. Another one says, no, this is lust. It's new and exciting. It's not love. You don't even know him.
Everyone wants us to call him and do like a War of the Roses on him because...
Which guy? The airplane guy?
Yeah, because they're like, you don't know that he doesn't have... Because they've met up, but we don't know that they met at his house. So
didn't ask her that, did we?
Does he have a girlfriend? Does he have a wife? Is he... I mean, is he as serious truly with her as she is with him, considering leaving her fiance?
She is just in, I'm reading text messages. She is just infatuated with a new person because he made her realize that she has zero passion for her fiance. I wonder how many people walk down the aisle and say, I do, and really have zero passion, but it seemed like the next thing. Oh, you go, okay, we dated for a while. Well, we met your parents. We went to the old spaghetti factory with your mom and dad.
Yeah.
Not even sure if that's still open. Then we got an apartment, and then we got married.
This says, if you're just bored with your fiance, fine, but don't break off the wedding for this guy you've known for a month. And someone else said, if you're always chasing excitement and passion, you'll never feel like you can settle down. Life, and especially marriage, isn't constant excitement and passion.
God, we know that's right. Am I right,
yeah,
Fallon?
High five. Woo!
Exactly. Cookies. Hold on. Take it, Fallon.
Okay. If you could cough away from the mic. She said, all right, someone texted, has she told this other guy she's calling off her engagement? That I don't know either. Even if it implodes, she already decided that her relationship isn't right, and that's fair. Also said, so many people are saying she's going to have that feeling for a few months, then it's going to turn right around and it'll be what it is now with her now fiance.
But you never think that when you're falling in love and it's like you're so sparkly new and exciting. It's almost like a high. You never think it's going to go away. And it's kind of surprising sometimes when it does.